News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, let's turn to the counting of votes in all three European Parliament constituencies in this country. It's going to resume pretty shortly. Sean Kelly became the first MEP elected after the first count of Ireland South. So we're what? This is that we're 2 days into the count at this stage, over 2 days. We're joined by Ciarán Mullooly, Independent Ireland candidate for Midlands North West constituency. Ciarán, I'm going through the figures here this morning in Midlands North West. Every second time I look at them, I think you won't make it. Then every second time I look at it, I think you will make it. Is that how you're feeling at the moment, or are you pretty confident?
Yeah, I'd have to say I'm still very nervous, to be quite frank about it. Firstly, absolutely delighted with the first preference vote last night. You know, I have to point out at the very beginning, you know, people may say that I was a recognisable figure going into these elections, but we had a very small machine. We had a very small budget. Less than 20 people working with me in the Roscommon Longford area initially, and then moving out over the northwest area. And I was absolutely thrilled last night to get up in almost 60,000 first preference votes. Absolutely outstanding.
Yeah,
clearly,
a good performance.
Clearly, a good performance by Luke Ming Flanagan topping the poll. Extraordinary vote, really. Barry Cowan doing well, and Nina Carberry similarly. And Maria Walsh. So it's really
Are those four going to take four seats? Do you think is that pretty much guaranteed? Do you think?
I think it's highly likely. I think it's highly likely. I mean, the reality is Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael polled quite well in this election. I'll leave it to the experts to work it out how that happened. But I certainly think the battle for me will be with the remaining Sinn Féin. Candidate in this election we were expecting. I know there had been reports earlier Chris McManus not polling well early yesterday, but I always thought that we would see a much better performance from Michelle Gildernew, and she proved that with over 45,000 votes last night. So there will be obviously a transfer of Sinn Féin votes coming up.
Would they get 50% or more of those transfers, do you think?
My team on the ground, Pat O'Rourke, my election agent, was there most of the day yesterday with the agent from the team. They were saying to me last night that they expected just under 50% would transfer across, which would leave Michelle Gildernew side by side with me. But obviously, there's going to be a significant number of transfers in the meantime. And the good news for me is that I've been getting transfers, number twos, right across the constituency, from coast to coast, effectively.
Yeah.
From Louth right across to Donegal and down to Galway.
I'm presuming you'd be hoping when Pádraig Tobin goes out, when Peter Casey goes out, when Herman Kelly goes out, I'm presuming you'd be hoping you'd pick up a good percentage of those transfers.
I'm certainly confident of doing that. Having looked at the...
John Waters as well, sorry, I should mention as well, another independent candidate who did...
Yeah, and I think...
13,500 votes.
Yeah, and I think in fairness to other candidates like Michelle Smith going out, a Mayo independent candidate will be in the lower end as well. I'll get significant support from Michelle. From Saoirse McHugh, we'll pick up significant support there as well. So we are expecting to pick up a lot of votes. But listen, my first reaction this morning is one of elation that we've got here, and we're in the mix. We're in the fight for that fifth seat. And I want to thank people right across the country and right across the constituency for their support. It's a little bit insulting, I have to say, for people to say I'm a celebrity candidate. Anybody who knows me in this region know the community work I've been involved in for the last 25 years. So I want to pay a tribute to the people who worked with me on those projects over the 25 years. Last night was as much of a tribute to them as it was to me.
Yeah, okay. Is your gut instinct you'll make it?
I have to be confident now. I have to say more confident this morning than I was yesterday morning.
Yeah,
I think
okay.
When you get to see the bundles and you get to see the tallying that did go on, and there was a little bit of tallying in the centre in terms of the number twos yesterday. So I have to say I'm much more confident this morning. I also have to say pay tribute to my colleagues in Independent Ireland, particularly the councillors.
Yeah.
I canvassed with a lot of them. I'm thinking of people like Gerard Dunn and Nace in County Kildare, an excellent candidate elected again. I think people will know at this stage that Independent Ireland are going to be a force to be reckoned with at the next general election.
Good to talk to you, and we wish you well for the rest of the day. Ciarán Mullooly there, Independent Ireland candidate for Midlands North West. Let's bring in Paul Hosford now, political correspondent with the Irish Examiner, just to kind of quickly run through the constituencies. We'll stay with that one. To me, it looks like, Paul, I don't know if you agree, a straight shootout for the final seat between Ciarán and Sinn Féin. I think Fianna Fáil running three candidates has kind of put them out of the picture for a second seat.
Yeah, it looks like they probably won't have that kind of base level of support. I think one of the interesting things that you're going to look for in the next couple of days, Shane, is where do the Sinn Féin transfers go? Because when I was in the RDS on Saturday for just when they were opening the boxes for the Dublin constituency, it didn't feel like Dáithí Doolan's support was naturally flowing to Lynn Boylan in the way you would expect. I looked at one box being opened and being tallied, and of the 70 Dáithí Doolan votes, only about 10 went to Lynn Boylan. Now, that's a very, very small sample size, but we're seeing similar. I'm down in Cork here. We're seeing kind of similar down in Cork where Paul Gavin's vote isn't, you know, it's not naturally a 1-2 Sinn Féin vote.
Well, then, if that is the case, Ciarán Mullooly will definitely get elected, because I would have thought Sinn Féin need 50%, at least 50% transfer from Chris McManus to Michelle Gildenew for them to take the seat. Just quickly, how would you call that one, or is it too tight to call?
Oh, I have steadfastly refused to make any call, because it would just be thrown back at you. The teams down here in Ireland South, aside from the Kelleher and Kelly teams, have had an absolute roller coaster as the boxes are being opened.
I'm going to call Mullooly in that one. I'm going to call Mullooly. I think it's going to be Mullooly. Let's go to South then. Sean Kelly, Billy Kelleher are certs. I think Michael McNamara will make it. Kathleen Funchen looks like she should make it, but that's not guaranteed. Is Cynthia in America with Fianna Fáil? She looks the most likely to take the fifth seat to me. Would you agree?
Well, you have a bunch there from third, where Michael McNamara's on 56,000, back to Grace O'Sullivan, who's on 47,000. So they are quite tightly bunched. What you would expect with McNamara is that he'll get a lot of transfers from the likes of Eddie Punch, from Michael Leahy. They reckon that even Derek Bligh will transfer to him, that there's enough votes there that would kind of nudge him ahead, and that third seat would be fine. Fourth and fifth, you've got Nimurku, Wallace, Funchen and O'Sullivan, who are still alive, and what it's going to be down to is staying alive. You've got about 40,000 votes to come from Labour and the Sock Dems. If they transfer to Grace O'Sullivan, she could be right back in it. Yeah. Funchen really needs to take, probably, again, you put the figure of 50% in Midlands Northwest. Paul Gavin has 22,000 votes. Kathleen Funchen has 50,000. She needs to take about 50% of his transfers to really solidify that 40. The big question really is where do Derek Bligh's 25,000 votes go? Because you can kind of assume that the likes of Niamh Horrigan, that Susan Doyle from the Social Democrats, that John Mullins from Fine Gael, that they would stay within what we've seen is within the political system. The mainstream parties will benefit most there. Does Mick Wallace pick up a massive chunk of their 25,000 votes? Is it a kind of we've been talking about it in Europe, a system anti-system vote?
All right. It'll be interesting. Probably too tight to call that one. Let's just quickly go to Dublin. Barry Andrews, Regina Doherty are certs. Lynn Boylan, I think, should make it with Dáithí Doolan's transfers, although you're making the point that maybe that may not be as straightforward. To me, it looks like the final seat between Éan Arirdon and Kieran Cuff. I just think Niall Boylan won't get enough transfers. There's too many left-wing candidates to favour him. What's your call on that one?
Yeah, I think you might be right. I think Niall Boylan's kind of natural base of transfers could be running out. But if you look, I think Claire Daly's transfers, I think Breed Smith's transfers would be really interesting. Because again, I saw so many ballots on Saturday that were Breed Smith 1, and they had somebody like Malachy Steenson too, or they had, you know, they'd Niall Boylan too. There is this sense that people who are voting outside of the political system aren't more to the political spectrum, that they're not voting left, right, that they're voting for people who they think are anti-government or pro kind of establishment.
All right. Just very briefly before you go, it looks like Fianna Fáil might just edge the local council race by maybe 2 or 3 seats.
Yeah, and look, that's something that they will carry. You know, it's very much that Vin Diesel quote from The Fast and the Furious. It doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile, winning's winning. A lot of them are very, very buoyant down here about the fact that they will be the largest party in local government.
Okay. All right. Paul Hosford of the Irish Examiner. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.